John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, everybody, massive protests are erupting outside of the Florida Detention Center where Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate are currently being held on human trafficking and sex trafficking charges set to be extradited to the United Kingdom very soon. And, you know, by massive crowds, what I really mean is that there is literally one right-wing chud standing outside of the detention center with a sign that says Tate's are heroes. This guy was interviewed, and it might be one of the most hilariously, like, homoerotic things that I've ever seen. I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, but this guy is standing here saying he just wants the Tate brothers, their two beautiful eyes, to be able to look at him from their jail cell. I thought these were supposed to be these masculine manosphere dudes who never ever show any weakness. This just seems very, very weird and weak coming from this lone Andrew Tate supporter. The best part is Andrew Tate then went on Twitter after and said to the massive crowd standing out there for me, I hear you. And it's literally just this one random chud.
All right, everybody. So I'm joined here today with the lone protester who's been standing outside of Andrew and Tristan Tate's jail all by himself. Brother, I want to ask you, what brings you out here to stand all alone for the Tates?
It's entirely, they've been there for us. Now we can be there for them. I don't care about anything else other than those two sets of eyes up there, seeing me, looking down, and knowing that there is at least one person out here that's saying, I got you. They're trying to break them. That's all they're trying to do right now. And if they can just look out that window, and I'm even providing them a little bit of comfort, that's all I care about.
Yeah. What would you say to the people watching that? I'd be like, oh, like, that are mocking you for being the only person here. What would you say to them?
I literally don't give a fuck about you.
Let's go. And would you say that more people need to come stand with us, or?
If you want to, absolutely. But come here for the right reasons. Come here just because you want to comfort them. That's the only reason why I'm coming up.
Let's go.
So be the same. You're trying to get famous, you're trying to get clout, you're trying to get the fuck away from him. It's only just for them.
Let's go. All right, brother. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I like how this guy is on a genuine venture to comfort the Tate brothers. Homie, if he were around 15 years ago, he would be comforting Jeffrey Epstein right out of his jail cell. There's one moment where he says, if you're not coming here to comfort us, then go away. Bro, he also gets asked, what about the people that are mocking you? He says, I don't give a fuck about them. Whoa, we've got a tough guy over here. To continue, then somebody posts, a massive crowd has formed outside the detention center holding Andrew and Tristan Tate. By that, I mean a single Tate fanboy holding a piece of cardboard. Andrew Tate then tweets out, or it's one of his team members tweeting this out. People keep emailing me asking, how is Andrew Tate tweeting from prison? The likelihood is he and his team have a playbook whenever he gets arrested, and they run that playbook over and over to try to maximize the amount of sympathy garnered for him. They did this when he was arrested in Romania 3 years ago. He would tweet out every single day saying, I'm laying on a cold sheet with no food and no water. And they're tweeting the same things nowadays, acting like he's the victim in some Miami jail cell. He said, for the people holding signs outside the jail, it's very high up here, and the smaller signs are hard to read, but I can feel every word. Thank you. This immediately got fact-checked. Someone said, fact-check, there was only one person standing outside the jail today with a sign. I don't know what he means by smaller signs. There was only one bozo standing there holding the sign that says, Tates are heroes. But actually, a second person then showed up outside of the Ferguson courthouse in Miami, Florida, and it was this dude who looks like he's desperately trying to do an Andrew Tate impression while sitting there. I also want to point out that we got new 4K footage of Andrew Tate's arrest, and it confirms the theory that we floated a few days ago. This is Barron Trump standing next to Justin Waller. Justin Waller is a famous manosphere dude who was at the site of the arrest. You can see him on screen right here, taking all of Andrew and Tristan Tate's chains off of them. This is the guy that gives Barron Trump dating advice. This is the guy who reportedly helped Barron Trump pick out his suit for the inauguration. These guys give the worst possible advice and have rotted the minds of so many young men across the country, across the world. I mean, I see people that I went to high school with or college with liking the posts of Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate, behind the scenes, is at best a human trafficker who allegedly would just steal girls' passports and then force them to do camera work. At worst, he is somebody who is openly a pimp and has manipulated women in awful situations in order to make maximum profit off of them. And then he brags about it online, escapes accountability, and runs his playbook. Either way, the point that I'm trying to make here is that Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate are terrible human beings, and Justin Waller and Barron Trump are only one degree removed from these terrible human beings. Here is Justin Waller holding all of the chains and gear after Andrew Tate got arrested in this new 4K footage. Again, nothing more masculine than walking around in loafers with no socks, having your friend take off your chains, and then being hauled away into a police car. The interesting thing is, they ended up putting Tristan Tate and his brother, Andrew Tate, on screen into separate police cars as if to stop their coordination or to separate them and split them right off the bat. But I can tell you right now, they are likely being treated fine in this Miami jail cell. People are treated poorly in prison all of the time, but Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate have a history of lying about this when they're actually treated okay. This is a very high-profile case. I'm sure they're not going to beat the shit out of and abuse someone in a Miami jail cell in a rather Republican-leaning state. Andrew Tate is pointing out that he's getting persistent stomach problems from the food in there, which has led to a lot of reporting and allegations that he's shitting himself over and over and over. But either way, I digressed. And really quickly, something that's very important to me in 2026 is getting all of my news in an intelligent way and seeing which sources are biased versus which sources are telling the truth. And that is exactly what Ground News helps you do. Ground News doesn't tell you what to think. It shows you how different outlets are covering the same story so you can make intelligent decisions. Check out how the Andrew Tate trial is being covered. As the Tate brothers, lawyers versus prosecutors, set the schedule, this is only being covered by left-leaning and centrist news sources. The bias distribution shows that it's all skewed to the left because right-wing news sources refuse to cover this. They block themselves to the fact that the Tate brothers are being prosecuted. That brings me to one of my favorite tools, which is the blind spot tool. It tells you which stories one side of the aisle is ignoring. This one right here is about how climate change is getting worse and worse and worse, and yet there is no coverage from right sources. It's only left-leaning sources and centrist sources because the right wants to blind themselves to this. That is why Ground News is powerful, and that is why you should go to ground.news/AM to get 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the one that I use. Again, ground.news/AM. Click the link below, scan the QR code, go check it out. Thank you to Ground News, and thank you all. Back to the video. I want to show you this very important clip that adds context. Andrew Tate's former spokesperson says that Tate became even more unhinged, and when she was trying to book him A-list events because he asked, he then tweeted out, "I love human trafficking," and then he lied about deleting those very tweets. I still get comments and emails of people saying that I'm too naive and the Tate brothers actually are being, you know, targeted by a system that is rigged against them. That is not the case. We have video after video after video of them admitting what they've done, of them hurting people on camera, of their spokespeople and their team members talking about what they've done. It is very, very well known that Andrew Tate sold a course on how to basically get girls to do webcam work for you, and that was through exploitative, manipulative means where he would steal all of the money. Just take a listen to this clip right here. And by the way, I'm still on a family vacation sort of work type scenario. So every single day we're rolling out the content. The team is cooking. The best way to help is to hit the like button below. Turn on that notification bell next to the subscribe button and you'll get a ping every single time we post a video, you know, just a few times a day over the next 10 days or so. Check out this clip right here.
Right, but why would you go from being so keen to defend them for 3 years to suddenly not wanting to defend them at all? What happened?
There were a few reasons. First of all, Andrew became more and more unhinged. It was very difficult. He became very difficult to counsel. I would have to do or put out press releases or put out communication in their name and on their behalf, and only to be contradicted by their tweets. A lot of times we had to clean a lot of the things that he would do, although he was clearly advised against doing such things. For example, he asked me to get him into A-list events. And while I was on the phone trying to open doors to A-list events, and that was quite difficult because lately it had become very difficult to get him into places because he was blacklisted pretty much everywhere. He tweeted, "I miss human trafficking." That was something that I was, and he even said on your show that his staff deleted his tweet. It's not true. I was his staff and I did not delete anything, nor did I ever have access to his ex account. So that was one of the reasons why I decided to leave. The second one was quite personal. It was the fact that I realized that I had been primed to believe in his innocence. And, you know, like in any echo chamber that you spend a lot of time, my lens started to be very crooked.
I actually think this was a very, very genuine and honest interview right here. She was saying she was working for him, spending time in this echo chamber. It doesn't recuse anything she did in the past or, you know, make it okay. But then she started to realize, wait a minute, I'm in this echo chamber. He's a terrible human being and he's quite egotistical and narcissistic. I mean, watch this video right here. Is this the type of egotistical, narcissistic guy that you think would carry out these actions? I'd say yes.
And I became a multi-millionaire. I did this by creating a webcam studio, by taking girls who didn't know how to be effective on webcam, girls who had never done webcam before, girls who didn't have the equipment, didn't have the know-how, didn't have the will, didn't have the premises, didn't have the ability to make money with this exchange. I created a system that allowed me to convince girls to do this, allowed me to retain 100% control of their income, allowed me to make sure they were effective, because it's a super competitive industry. Don't think this is easy money. You're just going to put a girl on a camera and they're going to get rich straight away. No, it's very competitive and it's very difficult. I learned every tip and trick it takes to make sure a girl gets paid. I know how to make sure the girl can't run away. Because once you teach a girl how to do this, she has the ability to make unlimited money from home. Why would she still give it to you? Why don't she just run off and keep it all for herself? Why are you getting your percentage? I learned how to do everything to take a nobody and make her a somebody. I learned how to take a nothing, turn her into a cash cow. And betas from all across the world would be sending money into her, my bank account. This is what webcamming is.
I mean, can we get a better 60-second clip of him explaining exactly what he's going to do? I don't think there is a better 60-second clip of Andrew Tate explaining his business model right there. He even slips in a few key phrases that are a tell. He says, girls that don't have the will are going to end up doing it. Okay, what does that mean? Girls that don't have the will to do it are going to be forced to do it. He then says 30 seconds later, I'm going to make sure they can't run away. He literally says he wants to make sure they can't run away, which perfectly matches up with what he's being charged with. And let me just point out, Barron Trump is connected to this circle. Barron Trump is not only friends with Justin Waller, but he would hop on Zoom calls with Andrew Tate. That's the exact reason why right now Barron Trump is being referred for subpoena by congressional Democrats over extensive communications with Andrew Tate following arrest. Now, this was Andrew Tate's arrest a year ago in January of 2025, where he weirdly and extraordinarily got his charges dropped after members of the Trump admin were posting and lobbying for that exact thing. But to continue, I want to point out, this is not something new or unique with the Tate brothers when it comes to the right-wing sphere. They are covering up for so many disgusting people, and this needs to be called out even more. Just listen to this. According to a newly released court filing and allegations, Republican Representative Max Miller of Ohio, the son-in-law of Senator Bernie Moreno, poured hot water on his wife, put a gun to her head, and may have broken his 2-year-old daughter's collarbone. I mean, for real, the Republicans are acting completely clueless about this and spineless about this. They yelled and yelled about Graham Plattner, which they should have. Graham Plattner should have dropped out. All of the allegations against him were very valid, and he should have dropped out. But they yelled and yelled about that, yet they are blinding themselves to the fact that Max Miller seems to have even worse, more violent allegations. In mid-March, two detectives, an Ohio County Division of Children and Family Services caseworker, and a Cleveland Clinic physician met on Zoom to discuss how the two-year-old daughter of a congressman and granddaughter of a U.S. senator wound up with a broken collarbone. The bruising surrounding the clavicle fracture made the injury suspicious, wrote one of the detectives who summarized the Zoom meeting. Further, someone on the call, quote, advised the injury would have required a high degree of impact to occur. Okay, I'm already getting imagery in my head of this Representative Max Miller punching his two-year-old daughter and breaking her collarbone. If you think that doesn't sound like him, just listen. Neither the child's father, Representative Max Miller of Ohio, nor mother, conservative policy advisor Emily Moreno, admitted to knowing what caused their daughter's injury or that it occurred while their daughter was under their care. Miller's primary theory was that the bruising resembled marks from a seatbelt. Moreno, who discovered the bruises and took the child to an emergency room, suggested the cause may have been something more sinister. Records of the investigation into potential child abuse so that Moreno told detectives that Max Miller, the Republican representative, had previously thrown hot water at her, shoved her, and held a gun to her head. Therefore, she couldn't rule out that Miller caused their daughter's fracture. Moreover, a child protection specialist reviewing the incident had characterized the bruising near the fracture as resembling a handprint. The reason I'm reading this in tandem with the Andrew and Tristan Tate story, or the videos of them essentially admitting their trafficking scheme, is because these are both individuals that the Republican Party has covered up for, has vouched for, has blinded themselves to, acted like they know nothing about, while behind the scenes protecting those people with every ounce of their soul. I made a video yesterday about Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, a Florida congressman who slept with an underage girl, 17-year-old, while he was a congressman, and allegedly Venmoed thousands of dollars to a network of other teenage girls. That is essentially raping them. These are all rapists. These are all terrible, terrible human beings who need to be held accountable immediately. My grandpa is in the back there. We're about to have a chill family day, so I'm going to log off for a bit. I'm going to hand it over to Chris Mowry. If you guys want to keep supporting the channel, you can drop a like below, turn on your post notifications, and subscribe. It means the world to know that we have a great team behind us, even when I take some time off and reel it back. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.